What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Once again, you can call or text 402-464-5685. Watch and comment Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. Appreciate all the calls and texts today, as always.
This show's been off script.
It's weird. It's been a weird show.
This show's been off script all day.
Sometimes those are the best shows. Sometimes they're not.
Well,
surliness today. But it's where we are.
Yeah, well, you weren't really surly.
No, I'm hardly ever surly. I'm always in a great mood.
Yeah, no, the one time when...
What time? What time was I...
I think it involved a Miami Dolphins loss on a Thursday night. And the Friday, I came in.
Yeah, that's right. You are damn right that's what happened.
Yeah, you were in bad shape. And I didn't read the room at all. We got in a big...
Well, I said something about Zach Taylor, and you didn't
appreciate
that.
Oh, that went, and it
listen,
got...
Listen, I was in a...
It got nasty.
Yeah, I was surly. You're right. I was pissed about... It just happened the night before.
Yeah, what? Yeah, the
I Dolphins. Said Zach was not a very good coach. I was in a bad mood.
Yeah, and I stuck my flag in the ground on Zach. I said,
and then Zach turned it around this year. I was wrong. I'm wrong. I was in a bad place mentally because my quarterback, it just got taken off the field by a concussion. My team lost their first game of the season.
And my reaction was, oh, yeah, he's a terrible coach. They're just in the Super Bowl.
Right. Well,
and you said, well, it's because they're quarterback. Blah, blah, blah.
Wow, it's a good memory. Yeah. I like to forget that day, that Thursday also. That sucks.
Look, if we're doing this every day and we hardly ever miss a day, right?
Yep.
There's bound to be some fights. If there's not, there's something wrong, especially when you use – coaches that were fired here to justify the firing of a coach who's here now. I'm not going back on that. I think that's incredibly obnoxious. I will not take that back.
We briefly mentioned this earlier. We did. But again, there was
we're
not going to do this thing where we talk about every recruit that Matt Rule gets. But when it's the first one, it's kind of important to say, "Okay, what's the first commit of the Matt Rule era?" And that person was yesterday, Bryce Turner. I'm sure we called Turner the burner in his time at Lincoln. He's fast. He's a track star. He's going to be a track athlete and a football player here in Lincoln.
So he's 6'2", 180. 10.25 seconds in the 100 meters. Now, that's Trey Palmer speed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Does he have Trey Palmer hands in terms of catching ability?
10.25 seconds in the 100 meters. He didn't put up huge numbers at Bay City, in his high school in Bay City, Texas. 22 catches for 495 yards and 6 touchdowns to go with 170 yards rushing. Bay City was 8-4. They were a Class 4A playoff team. Yeah, I mean, this is the first one. Now, he didn't – it wasn't like he had a long list of prominent suitors. Like I said, Prairie View, I don't know. There was no Power 5 offers. There was no Group of 5 offers. Maybe one of the directional Michigans. I'll have to find it. But anyway, yeah, this is the first one. Now, obviously, they're targeting speed. Speed has been a theme for Rule. So
wasn't that a theme for Scott Frost as well?
Well, it's a theme for every coach.
Mike Riley wants speed, speed, speed.
Yeah, and you want guys on the perimeter that can run, and that's what they got here.
I think this comes down to a lot, Sip, is this. I mean, you can find guys who are fast. Can you find guys that you can develop and can coach?
Absolutely.
Well?
This player, Bryce Turner, is going to need development.
Yep.
But that's where, you know, the school. He also had Bryce Turner, had offers from Grambling State, Eastern Washington, Prairie View A&M, and Texas Southern. Grambling State, Eastern Washington, Prairie View A&M, and Texas Southern. So if you're a Nebraska fan, you say, well, hopefully they found a diamond in the rough.
This is what we beg for. Is that I don't need to have the five-star right. player. I need the guy that is unheralded, but can be developed properly. I mean, we talk about all the time. We talk about Iowa and what they do. This guy had one offer out of high school. Now he's an all-Big Ten player. Wow. All the time. How? Wisconsin. Oh, this guy's J.J. Watt was a no-star player from Wisconsin. Well, walk-on.
Right.
And now with him and his brother are studs in the NFL.
I think a lot of people have come around in this discussion. Instead of saying, oh, my God, this guy only has offers from those schools, it's, well, I mean, this is – let's give this a shot.
We need to stop looking at just star ratings and say this, right. he's either good or bad based on that.
Yeah, I think our most people, their thinking has evolved. And I still say the transfer portal affects that conversation too. Because you can make up for a lot of deficiencies by just if you're good going into the portal, if you have a good NIL operation in place, you can compensate. And recruiting rankings don't mean as much. Which now I know what people are gonna say, so doesn't matter that Georgia's been number one, the number one recruiting, had the number one recruiting class 3 of the last 4 years. In the year that they weren't number one in that span, they were number five. That doesn't matter. Yeah, it matters at the very top, I would say. I think it matters at the very top.
Let me ask you, though. We talked about this yesterday, too, a little bit. But if Georgia and Kansas State were playing right, you know, tomorrow,
yeah,
Neutral Field, what would that game look like? Could Kansas State win that game? I think the answer is yes. Now, is it, like you said, is it 2 out of 10 times? Maybe, but that's 2 out of 10 times. That's better than 0.
And the reason you bring up Kansas State, because they haven't had a recruiting class inside the top 50 in the last 4 years.
They have not.
But they look like they're a team like that, right? Georgia, I'm not going to use Georgia, because Georgia's pretty extreme. But could Kansas State compete with Michigan? Yeah, they could. It would be close. I think Michigan-Kansas State's a close game.
I do, too. They are very similar
close
type
game.
Of teams, right?
Yeah. Close game.
Corey says this, I will stop looking at star ratings when I see a staff that can develop players. Hopefully we have that staff now.
Yep. I agree. Well, Rule has quite a track record of developing players, Jake. Okay? Quite a track record.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't have the time to lay it out, but you look at what he did at Temple and Baylor and the number of guys he put in the NFL with classes that weren't highly ranked necessarily, especially at Temple. I mean, he's done a better job than Nebraska. He did a better job than Nebraska. And if you look at the same periods where he was at Temple and Baylor, and then you look at what he did compared to what Nebraska did, better. He did a better job at Temple.
Yep.
Temple shouldn't put more players in the NFL than Nebraska.
Not. I look forward to I hope we could embrace when we hear a story of a player that came in unheralded that had
oh boy. What do you got? Go ahead.
Had hardly any offers that ends up being a first or second team All Big Ten or no doubt NFL player.
Keith weighs in.
Okay.
Keith.
What's Keith got?
Kansas State beating Georgia 2 out of 10 times is one of the craziest things I've heard recently.
Well, you said that yesterday, too. No, yesterday we said that.
I know. I'm not really backing down. Are people – can't Kansas State beat Georgia 1 out of 10 times?
Yeah, why is that egregious? Two out of ten
and
times?
Can't Kansas State push Georgia, you know, where you say, okay, this is a ball game?
Well, to that text, from I recall Georgia barely beating Missouri this year. At one point. Remember that?
Yeah.
Georgia had a two-game scuffle.
Had trouble.
They had two teams that are not very good in a row. They scuffled against Missouri. Was up on them for a long time. They came back and won. So that's the 2 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
They scuffled against Missouri, who is not very good. Average SEC team. Average. So, no, I won't push back on 2 out of 10 times.
That's, you know what? It's part of the reason why this playoff is intriguing. I mean, Georgia, Ohio State's really intriguing, right? Because you wonder if Ohio State's just going to get pushed around again, right? But then Georgia will win that game, right? Georgia will win that game. I think TCU, Michigan's a toss-up. That's what I think. I think it's a toss-up. I know Michigan's a 9.5-point favorite. Toss-up. Okay? Game's going to the wire. And then what would Georgia-TCU look like? Keith? What would Georgia-TCU look like? Kansas State just beat TCU. I think TCU can push Georgia if it comes to that. Now, I mean, Dugan's the reason, because you're not going to line up and just run it at Georgia. I don't think. I don't think you'll find many games where a team just said, okay, we're just going to pound it at Georgia. You know? What would Deuce Vaughn do against Georgia's defense? My guess is not 60 yards.
What if you had 10 tries, though? 10 different games.
I don't know, but that, I don't know.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So I don't – 2 out of 10, I think they could maybe get 2 out of 10. I don't think it's that crazy. Do you think? Are you second-guessing yourself?
No. I'd say 1 to 2 out – I don't think they go 0 for 10. I think 1 to 2 out of 10. I'll stand by that because of what I said about the Georgia-Missouri game. Missouri is an average football team, and they were winning a lot of that game. And what was the excuse at that point for Georgia? Oh, they're allowed to scuffle. Well, guess what? They can scuffle 2 out of 10 times against Kansas State,
right,
who's a top 10 team.
Yeah, and it would probably take advantage of that.
That egregious.
Take advantage of that situation.
Not pushing back. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You are once again 2-0 on the week. Why'd you shake like that?
Because there's a lot of pressure. When you're at the top, as I've said,
It's lonely.
There's a lot of pressure. I feel it every day.
Well, it's a wild card Wednesday, as you know, right?
I feel it every day, Jake.
I'm sure you do.
Wild
card Wednesday, native countries of foods or dishes.
What?
Yeah, we got the World Cup going on. Everybody, the world's playing each other, so why not bring up native countries of food slash dishes?
Of, you know, food.
Yeah, foods. Yeah.
All right. This is.
Think, you know, you're if you are eclectic, I guess, in your food tasting.
Yeah, and I'm not.
And you're eating. Look, the lines are jacked all of a sudden for this. Of all the topics, this is the one the lines are jacked. 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Big Down Sip and Trivia.
Why are the lines jacked?
We had to beg the first 2 days, and I do native countries for foods, and the lines are jacked? I don't get it.
It's been a rough show, too. It's been interesting.
It's been rough. It's been surly.
Yeah.
Okay, Elion, you're playing the game show. How do you feel about native countries of foods?
I feel good. You know, Sip doesn't know anything about this. So.
Oh, you hear that? He's
this could be an L. Is it Elion? Is that how you pronounce it?
It's Elion.
Elion.
Like I said.
Yeah, good job,
I said it,
Jake.
Right, you tried it.
Elion.
Ruined my pronunciation.
That's a great name, by the way.
All right, Elion. First question goes to you. Here we go. What country is sauerkraut from?
Ooh, interesting.
Germany.
Yep, that's right.
Germany.
Would have gotten
correct.
That, yes.
Good for you. You didn't get it, though.
I'm
question.
Glad that you gave him a layup.
1-0 lead for Elion. Sip for the tie. Your first question. What country is tandoori chicken from?
India.
Is that one easy?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Elion, for the lead, your last question. What country is poutine from?
You said what?
Poutine.
Oh, Canada.
Poutine.
I'm pretty sure that's the name of the Oregon setter, too. Poutine.
Poutine?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure that's the name of the Oregon setter.
All right.
We didn't talk about volleyball.
We'll get to that after the game show. Last question. Sip, stay alive. To keep the undefeated week alive, a chance for you. What country is haggis from?
Haggis. I'm going to say Scotland.
You are correct. I was in Scotland. I saw haggis. I did not want to touch it. It was like sheep lungs or something like that. It's disgusting. They can't even sell in America because it's not like doesn't pass the FDA approval.
Really?
Yeah, that's like a popular food in Scotland.
You're not all that picky.
Oh, yeah, let's go eat some sheep lung over here. All right, this goes to you, Sip. Elion will go over under your answer.
Okay, I got to put it out there. Is that right?
You have to put it out.
Okay.
I'll say this. If you're going to go in the millions, give me two decimals after that.
Oh.
Okay? What is the population of Scotland, Sip?
I don't know. Scotland?
Scotland. The country of Scotland. This is for Sip. Elion will go over under your number. Five seconds on your number, please. You have your hands over your eyes.
Jeez.
5 seconds. Need a number.
I'll say 2.6 million.
Okay. Over, under 2.6 million in Scotland. Elion.
Over.
Try 5.51 million, so about double what you said. Elion, congrats. We got your bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road. Nice win today.
Thank you. Sip's not cultured.
Not cultured, you said. You were kind of cultured. You got two questions, right?
Sip's not cultured.
He said Sip is not cultured and hung up.
Not sophisticated, not cultured. I get that a lot.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do about it?
2-1.
2-1 still good start. Yeah, tomorrow with Schaefer, you can have
hopefully
the winning.
Tomorrow
week.
Will be a little. You won't irritate me.
I think you irritated yourself.
I did a little bit.
You brought it upon yourself. You put words in my mouth that then you got mad at for some reason.
I'll tell you what. Now that whole thing about running staffs out, we have to own that as a fan base. Okay. I don't think you can just casually explain it away and say, well, we were wrong. Yeah, we got to own it more than that. Yep.
I did. I said we were wrong. We moved on. We accepted that we were wrong.
Own it.
Right. But I can't define my life, though. We all make decisions in the past that were not great.
But it can help guide your decisions and be a little more patient with situations that arise.
Sure. I didn't deny that. No, I don't deny that.
And Yeah. That's what I'm just going to keep it at that. We'll continue to have this discussion.
Your phone is dinging on loud today. You know how to turn that thing on silent? I can help you.
I got it.
Do you know how?
Yes, I just did it. I don't know why. I don't know how it got on the dinger. It's silent now. I do know how to do it.
We'll see. Yeah. Yeah, it's silent until I hear a ding over there.
No.
During the commercial break.
No, it's silent.
Thank you for hanging with us today, guys. We appreciate you.
Yeah, it was fun. It was actually fun. I thought it was fun.
Tomorrow will be more fun. Even more fun. We'll see if we have some sort of news that breaks at night that can just divide the fan base.
Well, I think that's a lot of what this is about, right? It's a lot of frustration. There's still a lot of simmering frustration, right?
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't seem like the new hire. I mean, it helped, but man, it seems like there's still a lot of frustration out there. Am I wrong?
Yeah, but when you lose a lot, that's what happens.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. People, you know, people are sick losing. They want to win.
Prime time thing.
That doesn't help. Seeing the names over there.
Uh-uh.
Doesn't help at all. The Spillover is next on Early Break of the Ticket.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.